Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga has apologized for her prior collaboration with R. Kelly on her 2013 single, Do What You Want, after coming under fire for working with him after sexual abuse allegations. In a statement Lady Gaga posted yesterday, she said, "What I am hearing about the allegations against R. Kelly is absolutely horrifying and indefensible. As a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and the video at a dark time in my life. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and I still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life." She said that she stands behind the women who spoke out in the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly and feels like their voices should be heard and taken seriously. Lady Gaga even said that she intends to remove the song from iTunes and other streaming platforms. She will never work with R. Kelly again. Cops, by the way, paid a visit to R. Kelly's recording studio in Chicago, which was featured on the docuseries as a place where the alleged sex cult is, where he's like, a place is where that's going on and where the girls are being held captive and stuff. And the police went to the studio Tuesday evening because it's gotten so much attention, but no one was there when they stopped by. They did say that they're going to keep patrolling the area in case they see any girls so they can question them. A court just dismissed Ashley Judd's sexual assault harassment claims against Harvey Weinstein. The actress claimed the former movie mogul shut her out of The Lord of the Rings after she turned down his sexual demands. She says that he blacklisted her for movie roles as retaliation, so she sued under the legal theory sexual harassment in professional relationship. A federal judge ruled Judd and Weinstein did not have a relationship that fell within that law. Specifically, the judge said that a producer and an actress relationship was not covered under the law, and the law was changed in 2018 to cover such relationships, but the judge said that it could not be applied retroactively, so Judd can still litigate her defamation claim. Eminem sold more albums than any other artist last year. Yeah. He released his 10th album, Kamikaze, in August last year. It went platinum in October, having sold over 1 million units. It was also announced last week that the record had landed at number 10 on the list of 2018's biggest selling albums. However, new stats suggest that Eminem was in fact the biggest selling act of last year. An end of year report from BuzzAngle Music says that he outsold every artist across the globe with over 755,000 albums sold. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I don't even know if this stuff's real anymore, but you guys see this girl on Dr. Phil?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think it's like a couple months old, but now it's going viral, right?
Yes, it's old, like a few months ago, but it's going viral the past couple of days of her on the show and what her mom's trying to get her to do and how she reacts to it. It's like, you little brat. We're going to talk about that coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.